Got milk? Buckle up and grab a beverage. It's time for another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. And now, to Den and Kaven. I mean, what? Somebody cut me off. I mean, now to David and Ken.
I can't move.
Oh, just talk.
Okay. Julie's like me. She has to be retaught every time.
Keep switching this thing up on me.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
It's time now for another wonderful episode of Male Encounters of the Life Kind. Has it been a whole week? Seems like it's been longer for some reason or other, but I've had some long days.
No, shorter. It's always shorter.
Do you feel like it's been shorter?
Yeah. Time just goes zooming by.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, I just did things. I'm like, what? That was, I just did that. That was last year?
Oh, I see what you got.
And so the weeks go faster, even faster than that.
Yeah, I have new contract. I'm working on a major contract out of Durango that is a nonprofit group. I'm pretty, I don't know, we'll see what goes down. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of have an end with that. Okay. All right, so we're at Traeger's again, and I want to say, they have a lot of popular things that they do that they've kept from last year. One of the things is their Singo.
Singo.
Singo every Wednesday night. Starts at about 6:30. And then trivia.
Tonight.
Tonight after we leave. Trivia Thursdays at 6:30. And then they're open Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to midnight. Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 11. So they're open Wednesday through Saturday, and they will be open for the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, yeah. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I don't go anywhere for the Super Bowl. Well, we have a group of people that we always get together at somebody's house and do Super Bowl.
To watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's just an excuse to get together and snack and
it
drink,
pretty
right?
much is, yeah.
Yeah, for you.
For me, because I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, so far I've kind of a vested interest in it, so I want to...
Hey, aren't you a Kansas City fan?
Yes, I am.
Didn't my Jaguars beat you?
No. Well, last year, yes. But
I
not this year.
I saw something. Because I'm not watching, so I don't
yeah,
really
no,
know.
Yeah, no, they play... They. Okay. I'm not
I
sure
saw
that they
something.
Play the Jaguars, but they play on this weekend.
Yeah, they were going to play. That's what it was. They're going to play.
Yeah.
So I'm just predicting the future. They beat you, so
yeah,
that's fine.
We'll see.
That's how that works.
We'll see.
Jaguars are out of it.
That's what I thought.
They're always out of it. They've never been to the Super Bowl. So
that's
you know
I
my
thought.
Story,
the
right?
Woman
on
at
picking
the table
teams.
Knows what's going on.
Listen, I just follow the Chiefs, and I don't keep up with who they're playing, and I don't listen or watch the game while they're playing because when I do, they lose.
They lose, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wait till the game's over.
Right.
I don't look at any texts because I'll get texts from my son in Phoenix. In the Phoenix area, he's like, wow, Kansas City's doing great. Or, oh, what happened to KC? And I don't even, nothing. You know, everything's muted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I am about my football.
Okay. I picked the Jaguars. I'll be a Jaguars fan until they make it to the Super Bowl, and I'll pick another team.
Right. We had this conversation. You pick the worst team until they start winning, and then you pick a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the opposite of a bandwagon fan.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Honestly. You're almost like me. Although, when they do win, it's all over my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or I'll put something on there. Don't bother me off my Facebook page. Don't bother me today because the Chiefs are playing or, you know, something to that effect.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear anything when that happens. I don't want to forget, too, what the Traeger's, they have the upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget about the upstairs.
You know, I've never been upstairs.
I have not either. And, you know, I want to, and I was going to try to corner Scott, but apparently he knew, so he bolted.
Yeah.
But I want to have a poker tournament this year.
Ooh.
Don't you think? It would be obviously it'll have to be a charity poker tournament.
Right.
But, we'll pick a charity and we'll have a big poker tournament and we'll, yeah. Do you play poker?
I do not, no.
Oh, you're not any fun.
Boring.
I don't do all those typical guy things. I don't work on my car. I don't root for a sports team. I don't play poker.
Well, I'm going to root for the Avs, the Avalanche, a hockey team. because.
Sorry, guys.
We have cameras.
Our photographer
being
tonight
in our face.
Is our intern's mother is taking pictures because Angel's not. I thought Angel was 21, and I found out she's not.
20.
I invited them out last Thursday, all of them, to come out and join us.
Yeah.
And I invited Angel, and I said I would buy her a drink since she was 21. Well, she hasn't hit 21 yet.
Oh, okay.
She hits
okay.
21 this year.
October.
Yeah.
We have to wait till October.
Yeah.
Yes.
So mark your calendar. We will definitely buy that young lady a drink.
Yes.
You guys should be the first ones to buy her drink.
Okay.
I doubt that. But I'll take it. We can pretend.
A decent sized drink. It'll be like a 2-gallon drink.
Breaker.
Yeah.
I wonder if they make hurricanes here. Have you ever had a hurricane? Yeah, that'd be perfect. Hurricane or a typhoon or something.
When I was in Virginia, that's what we would do. There were hurricanes that would come by, but we know the deal. The hurricanes, they come in, they chew up South Carolina, sometimes North Carolina, they bounce off and they go back in the ocean. And so in Virginia, we're like, whatever. There was always the hurricane alerts. And so every time there was a hurricane alert, we would get our lawn chairs and we would go sit out on the pool, on the front lawn drink hurricanes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Waiting for the hurricane.
Well, I've been to Pat O'Brien's where the hurricane originated, the drink.
Oh, yeah?
But also down in New Orleans. When you go to New Orleans, Bourbon Street is a kick. I highly recommend it. It was a bucket list thing for me. I got to do it years ago. Enjoyed it. With my first wife, actually. Had a great time. I ate so many raw oysters, I sloshed.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. Every corner had a oyster bar. But
It was there that I ate crawdads for the first time.
Crawfish.
They're crawdaddies.
They would slap you silly in Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. He was cracking up. I was walking along the street, and there was a barker out front trying to get people to come into this restaurant.
To eat crawfish?
Yeah, and at the time, I was living in Georgia, and I had a deep Southern accent. And so, I mean, in New Orleans, with a Southern accent, which is not too far off, you know, but it's a different accent there. And so, anyway, there's this guy, and he's trying to invite me in, and he's telling me the stuff that they have, and he said, "We have crawfish stuffed beignets." And I was like, oh, okay. And I get this look on my face because I'm like, what the hell? And so I must have had a look on my face. He goes, do you know what a beignet is? I said, yeah, it's a donut. So you're going to tell me that you're going to stick a bunch of crawdaddies in a donut?
That's what he said.
He was cracking up.
Yeah.
We talked for a long time, but he finally got me to come in there. So I had...
Did you have some crawdaddies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
mud
was
bugs.
Really good.
We call them mud bugs in Louisiana,
there we go.
Too.
Yeah.
Same difference. All right. Well, listen, we got to take a little bit of a break. We haven't even hit close to the subject that I was thinking we were going to talk about, but I'm okay with what's going on if you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hit that subject, though.
Okay. All right.
Let's pay
some bills and we'll come back.
Okay.
Pinion Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico, has been family-owned and operated since 1975. At Pinion Hills Dental, they know how important having a great smile is to looking and feeling good.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring Northwestern New Mexican cuisine. All fresh ingredients. The full menu is on our Facebook page. For more information, 505-324-9095.
But I do have a particular set of skills. If you hire Ken Collins Marketing to build your website, people who look for you online will be able to find you. But if you don't, they will look for you. They won't find you, and you'll go out of business. KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Now, let's head back to the program.
And then it'll do it.
Doubled it up at the beginning.
We're up. Hey, all right, so here's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we're guys, and you can do this because you have a significant other. I talk to women on a lot of basis, but I have a way to start a conversation, and this says girl, which is going to offend our board operator.
Hey, it's girl.
Okay. Here's 20 interesting things.
Man.
I've got 20 interesting things, okay?
Okay.
Number one.
What are these interesting things?
They're for to talk to a woman.
To talk
if
to women.
If you're on a date or
things
with your significant
say,
other, to talk to her about.
To talk to
her. Or to ask her about.
To open a conversation.
Open a conversation, okay? Thank you for specifying that. Food and drink. Okay. Music.
So just say that?
No, like you would say something like, what's your favorite food?
Hi, food and drink?
Yeah, no. I mean, what is your favorite food?
Coffee, tea, me?
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
Significant other, wouldn't you know?
Music.
Music, okay.
Television, and see, that wouldn't be a good one for me because I don't watch regular TV.
These are subjects of conversation.
Subject of conversation. So if you, okay. You know, ask her what her favorite television show is, her favorite music, what's the genre of music? She doesn't understand genre.
There's no such word.
Genre?
No wonder she doesn't understand it.
Genre.
Genre, genre.
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 No
There's,
D.
No genre. D. Genre. Genre.
Yeah.
Genre.
Thank you, Felicia.
Thank you, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia's here.
I have your back.
Felk is here. They're checking out the competition, I think. Movies is another one to talk about.
Okay.
Work, but I don't know. That one you're going to listen, I think. I don't think you're going to talk much. I think she's going to do all the talking. But maybe that's a good thing, right?
You know, whenever you can get somebody to talk about themselves, they feel like they're
helps.
Being heard.
Right.
And it makes them feel better.
Exactly.
If you allow them to do that.
I like that. Hobbies, pets, and animals. That's all one category. Travel. Future plans. Education. Edumacation. Politics. I never talk politics with anyone. Period.
Yeah, I don't do politics.
Yeah, me neither.
In any kind of way.
Drugs and alcohol.
Oh yeah.
Ethics. Ethics is a good one.
Some of these are kind of sketchy. Where
all right,
is this
well,
coming
let me go through the rest of them, and then we'll come back and you talk about the sketchy ones, all right? Okay. Dreams, which I think is a good one. Talk about their dreams. And I think that means when they go to sleep, not what their long-term dream is,
right.
What they dream of at night, besides me, because I know they are. And still, they dream about my voice. I know this
yes.
for a fact. And then
yes.
when they get to see me, it's like, it's all over. That voice is coming out of that.
Stay on the radio.
Yes, right. My mom always said, had a face for radio. Face for radio. Naughty stories, conspiracy theories, life and the universe, which is interesting, and love. Love is the last one. So pick them apart. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's all pretty general.
Well, yeah, it's for them to engage.
So again, those are just kind of general things. So how do you go about that? Like, okay, I'm going to talk to this chick about movies.
Okay.
So you walk across the room and... Hi, I like James and the Giant Peach.
No.
Is that your opener?
Let's back up. How about this? Comment on something she's holding or wearing.
Or? Do this. Put ideas in her head.
Why don't you guys practice on each other?
Just walk up and say, hey, I'm sorry to bother you ladies. My friend and I were just...
You're talking about picking up.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend and I were just having a bet. We have a bet going on who's the best kisser, men or women. What are your thoughts?
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
I don't do pickup lines, so...
Yeah, I have used pickup lines.
But that generally puts ideas in their head.
The only pickup line that ever worked for me, and it did work... I said, if I bought you a watch, would you give me the time of day?
Okay.
And it worked. It worked. It was on a website, dating website.
Yeah.
One of those Christian Mingle sites, yeah. It worked. Then I went out, and that's the one I thought that she might be a guy. I think I told you that story. I swear to God.
Was her name Lola?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. All right, we got to take another break. Oh, I thought you were pointing your finger
not?
At me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, I said she has a good one pickup thing.
Oh, you have a good pickup line?
She picked up on her husband.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm interested in this.
Spill
Felicia,
it.
Okay. Yeah,
talk
right there.
You
turn that
know?
Microphone up a little. Yeah.
So when I met my husband, I walked up and I said, is anybody sitting here? And he said, no. And so I said, can I sit here? And he said, sure. So I sat on his lap.
And this was before you, did you even know him?
No, I didn't know him.
Oh.
But he was staring at me all night, so I knew him.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Mm.
I don't think that works for men, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
You might hurt someone.
Yeah. Oh, he's like a football player.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. This it says an example. So if she's holding a drink at the bar, ask her how she likes the drink. No, you don't like. Ken's
like
I'm getting that look.
It makes you seem like an employee.
Okay. Well, here's a yeah. Here's a yeah. Here's one that I have used too.
Okay.
Now I can't say that it worked because I added to it. But if they have on nice shoes. Hey, baby, nice shoes. And I have used the last part of that.
Yeah. Nice shoes.
And it didn't work. But the big thing is it's saying that you should pay really close attention to the details, which sometimes after a few drinks, I'm not too good at that.
Yeah, I mean, just listen.
I lose the details.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Really legitimately listen.
Okay, so, all right, let's talk about that. Techniques for actually listening. So how do you do that? Especially when things are loud and you're hard of hearing. Because I would hate leaning over going, and a couple of dates I've been on, I've made the mistake of taking him to a loud place.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I was checking out that hot chick across the bar. What was that?
Oh, let's talk about that. We got to take a break. That's good. I like that. We got to take a break. We'll take a break and come back and talk about hot chick across the room. And
Yeah.
They went upstairs.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street, goldendoorfarmington.com, or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is your home for award-winning podcasts.
What awards have they ever won? From Moose and Squirrel?
Decide for yourself from Female Encounter and Male Encounters of the Life Kind.
From Mills Mumblings to Reclaiming Culture with AJB Gay.
Then the one that started it all, The Wake Up Call.
You can find them all at InterWestConcepts.com.
And now, back to the program.
We're back. You're back. I'm front this time. Yeah. Last time I was back, you were front. All right. So what were... I've already forgotten. That's what happens to me. What were we going to talk about when we came back?
Chicks.
Come on, Ken.
Oh, wait. We're talking about listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't remember.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. Okay, so here's the deal.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah. So here's the deal with me, especially in a loud place.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, I half the time, I try to read lips, which I'm somewhat okay with, but sometimes get the wrong signal. But I spend half my time going, what? What? Could you repeat that? And you know, that's a little embarrassing.
You know what?
No.
This might work in your favor. You could, in a loud environment, propose to her that you use technology to help you hear each other.
Have text one another.
And, no, use your earbuds to just sit in front of each other and have a phone conversation. Oh. So your voice is going straight into her ear holes.
You know the earbuds that I lost.
Yeah,
they actually had the Apple ones. They actually had a hearing aid mode.
Oh,
so you could put those in and turn that on. The earbuds that I have now will not do that. So maybe I should go back. Not be a cheapskate and although it sometimes looks like you're on the phone too.
Well, it would just be you, the two of you sitting
right
directly in front of each other, having a telephone conversation with earbuds in so that you could actually hear each other.
Hear one another.
Yeah. How weird would that be?
So we would call each other, right?
But you could play with that. I mean, you're...
Don't call me bud.
But you could...
Say that you did it again.
You could... You're familiar with how to use your voice, right? Like, how to do things with your voice. Oops. So, you... That would be a good deal for you.
Yes, I can make a speaker vibrate.
Yeah, you could do things.
Yeah.
You know, you could pull that microphone up really close and bring your voice down and just do the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking this all under advisement.
Ken can sit on the speaker while you do
that. We would never get him off the speaker.
Back in the days of pagers, before cell phones, used to do that. And I had this girl in Virginia. She would always want me to hold her pager for her. And so I would always stick it in my pants.
Oh.
I'm like, just start paging us. We need to start some pages going. Yeah. This is working.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't seem to mind.
She didn't mind that you stuck it in your pants?
Right.
I would immediately gotten a hold of all my friends and had them message me. That would have not been an issue at all. I don't know, man. I'm shot now. You've debunked almost everything that I've brought
up. Yeah, I don't like it. So how do you approach women?
Okay, all right, that's a great question. Yeah. How would you approach somebody in this day and age? You would hope that they would approach you.
Everything depends on everything. So I'm not a pickup line guy. That's why I come up with goofy old pickup lines. But I've never been that guy. So I just talk to people. I just talk to people in the moment about the moment.
You know, I can tell you what worked best for me in the 90s. Was dancing. And I have had women literally ask me from across the room, not even come up to me, but you know, I would see them and I could see them bebopping, and they would be like the floor. I go like that, and they'd be like, and off we go. And I even had a lady with a date one night. Was it Solid? Do you remember Solid's in Durango?
No.
A disco place, right?
Okay.
And she's sitting pretty across the dance floor. Oh my God. She's sitting across the dance floor from me, right? Way over there.
Yeah.
And she's with a guy, okay? And I'd been up dancing a couple, three times. A couple of ladies that I normally dance with had come over and asked me, so I got up and danced. And I keep, she's eyeing me, you know, and I keep looking over. And finally, I look at her, and she's like, knock it off, Felicia. I look at her, and she's like, giving me the eye, and I'm like, I nodded my head. I was like, you know, nodded my head towards the dance floor, and she's sitting with a guy.
Right.
And they hadn't been on the floor yet.
Hey, it's her choice.
And
if she wants to get the hell up and leave that guy and go dance with you,
and
her
she goes,
choice, man.
She goes, she starts nodding her head, and I like jumped up. I told my roommate at the time, and he was with his girlfriend. I said, hey, watch this. And I jumped up, and she meets me on the dance floor, right?
Yeah.
We dance. I'm like, Is that your brother or something? And she goes, no. It's my date. She goes, but he doesn't dance. And I said, well, if you'll give me your number, I dance all the time.
Yeah.
So she gave me her number, right?
Yeah.
She went back to her table, wrote it on a napkin, and brought it over to my table and gave it to me.
Yeah.
My roommate's sitting over there, and he goes, how the hell did you do that? When did you talk to her? I said, I never talked to her except when we got on the dance floor. He goes, well, how did you do that? I said, man, it's Rico Suave.
Found a woman that wanted to dance.
Yeah,
and her
she wanted
date
to
did
dance.
Not.
That's it. And her date wasn't dancing, right?
Yeah.
He was missing the boat because she was a great dancer, too. You know, we did the jitterbug. We did all kinds of stuff. Like Felicia's doing right now. That's what, the robot? Not the jerk, Julie.
Yeah, she was doing the jerk. And then...
she was rolling the dice.
The jerk.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know that I'll invite them again.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time concentrating because I can see Felicia out of the corner of my eye, and she's like dancing and moving. And
you know, I'm not following my own advice. I'm supposed to be listening to you and cracking up at what you're doing.
Chichis. Chichas. Chichas. Is that what they are? I thought it was chichis.
Oh. That's what I call them.
Yeah, chichis. I've always called them. It depends. A woman of color like yourself, would it be chichis? Anybody else, it'd be tatas.
I don't come up with cutesy names for them.
You don't have a kitschy name for them?
No.
You just want to motorboat them.
They're tits or boobs. No, I really couldn't care less. I'm not a boob man. I don't care.
You're not?
No.
I.
The vagina man.
Yes.
My second wife barely registered on a cup scale.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, she went through breast cancer. She had a mastectomy, so one of them was missing, but you could not tell. So she never wore a bra because she didn't need one. There's no weight. There's
I like that.
There's not enough sticking out there to fold down.
Yeah, no,
so
I like that.
Her dressing up would be to put a Band-Aid over her nipple when we would go to events where she was wearing a light-colored shirt or something.
They make
like
stuff for that now. They make like pasties.
Like a Band-Aid?
Yeah, it's like a skin.
You could go buy
a
pasty, or you could just put a Band-Aid on it.
A Band-Aid works the same way. Although the Band-Aid still has kind of a bump on it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you put your hand on a flat table and that's about the register of, I mean, it's not that.
You know, somebody told me one time, though, that anything more than a mouthful is a waste.
It is. I don't know what to do with them things. They're not mine.
I know. I listen.
And I'm not obsessed with them. I don't care.
I used to be. But anymore, I want the mind.
Mine is from the neck up. So
I don't know that I believe that totally.
Yeah, a couple of different reasons.
I'm calling
so superficially
BS.
Eyes and hair.
Okay. I'll give you that. Eyes are a big one.
But that's on a superficial level. And then when she opens her mouth, it better not piss me off or I'm walking away. So it's after the superficial level, it's only the thing that would make me pay attention. After that, there needs to be substance. And still, neck up. Whatever's coming from your brain better have some semblance of intelligence to it.
Okay,
or
so
I'm out.
Give me an instance where that's happened where you walked out.
Yeah, I did. I was on a blind date. She started talking, and I was like, yeah, it's not going to work. I just got up from the table and left.
You didn't say anything?
No,
you just got...
I left. I walked out. Why do I need to pay attention to who cares? She was an idiot. She probably didn't even know I was gone. Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't need to waste my time with stupid people.
All
there's
right.
plenty of them in the world.
Well, speaking of wasting time, we're done. Well, I think we've wasted 20 something minutes of.
How is that possible?
I know. It starts out slow but ends up racing by. Any last words, Ken?
Do they have to be famous last words?
No, hell no.
Words? Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. All right, we're out of here. Ken, we'll see you next week.
Bye,
man.
Felicia.
All right.
Okay, friends, that's it for this week. Don't worry, they'll be back next week thanks to their wonderful sponsors.
Pinyon Hills Dental, located at 4725 Foothills Drive, Farmington, New Mexico.
Francisco's New Mexican Restaurant, featuring Northwestern New Mexican cuisine.
Ken Collins Marketing.
Our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help.
Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com. You're welcome to contact us there for any commentary, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's it for now, until you join us again.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.